A Florida State researcher wins an award to propel work from the lab to the marketplace. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Mark Vaughn. Florida State University knows what it takes to help its researchers turn their ideas into products. And that's why the university has its GAP program. Director of the Center for Brain Repair at the FSU College of Medicine, Pradeep Bide, is one of this year's GAP funding recipients.
Yeah, so I'm a developmental neurobiologist, so we have been interested in understanding how the developing brain works, and that led us to research into disorders of brain development.
GAP literally stands in the gap for researchers at FSU by providing some extra cash from the university to help transform promising research into viable products for the global marketplace. Bide has won a GAP award before.
As we know, that GAP award made a huge impact on development of that particular compound. Today we have a startup company, Avexan, that has received major investment from a local businessman investor, Mr. Rick Carney. We have a lab and the drug is going through major milestones in its development, and we're hoping that in a year or two it will be ready for clinical trials.
Dr. Bide is now working on a project to develop a new treatment for cognitive inflexibility. He's developing a new non-stimulant drug to treat cognitive inflexibility, which can hamper a child's ability to learn by making it difficult to switch between thinking about one concept to another or multiple concepts simultaneously.
You need to be able to constantly go between different paradigms, different rules, learn one thing and then learn something else. And a number of cognitive disorders have this as a major symptom. For example, autism. Cognitive inflexibility is the core symptom of autism and OCD, for example.
This work is important because aspects of cognitive inflexibility are found in autism, obsessive-compulsive disorder, schizophrenia, and attention deficit hyperactive disorder, and it affects roughly 25 million people. But no drug has been developed specifically to treat this condition. Bide has found some important early results.
So when we used a chemical that antagonizes this type of the imbalance in the brain-derived neurotrophic factor signaling, the cognitive inflexibility displayed by this mouse was completely abolished. So it was the cognitive flexibility, normal cognitive flexibility, was restored. So that gave us the idea that this could potentially be a treatment for cognitive inflexibility in children and adults.
Bide is joined by his colleague and fellow researcher, Deirdre McCarthy, in this project. And she says having this funding is crucial for their research.
The fact that somebody actually believes in your, what we would call basic research, and that they would actually help you take that to another level, commercialization in particular, that will actually have an impact, that is huge for me.
The GAP funding will help propel Bide and McCarthy's work forward. And they're not alone. Six Florida State University researchers are getting GAP funding totaling $155,000 this year. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Mark Vaughn.